Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you're listening to Parenting Aces. Welcome to season 11 of the Parenting Aces podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and this week we're going to do something a little different. It's been a while since I've talked to y'all directly about Parenting Aces, our origin story, and really why we're here. So I thought I would take a little bit of your time this week and go over a few things about Parenting Aces that you might not know and that might help you take better advantage of everything that we have to offer here. So let me start by saying that Parenting Aces was born out of my desire as a tennis parent to have better information, more useful information to help my son on his junior tennis journey and with his goal of competing at the Division I college level. When he was competing in juniors, there really wasn't a ton of information out there for us parents. I, of course, went to his coach. I talked to other parents at tournaments and at his practices, but I was unable to find the level of detail that I craved in order to help me do a better job helping my son. So I took to the internet, of course, and happened to stumble on this incredible Facebook group comprised of former junior tennis champions. Many of the members of that group were still involved in our sport, either as players or as coaches or as parents themselves, and they were just a treasure trove of information. I started posting questions in the group, things like, you know, what tournament should my son be playing? How do I gauge if he's on track to play college tennis at the level that he desires? What should he be doing nutrition-wise? What should he be doing off the court to help with his fitness? What types of resources were out there to help him with the mental side of his game? And what I found out was that there are a ton of resources out there for us as parents, and all we had to do was look for them.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
But what I kind of discovered on this fact-finding mission that I was on was that there was no one central location for parents to turn to get the information, resources, and access that they desired. So I started my own website, parentingaces.com, and really it started as a blog, a place for me to record my experiences with my son as he trained, as we went to tournaments, as we dealt with things like him getting suspension points and what to do about that, curbing bad behavior, dealing with cheating, all of the same things that you guys seem to have questions about even now. And, you know, this is now 11 years later, almost 12 years later, the same issues are still cropping up. So what I did was, while my son was in juniors, I basically used parentingaces.com as an online journal, a place for me to record my thoughts, record our experiences, record information that I was learning from other parents, from other coaches, from tournament directors, from people in the industry, both at the manufacturing level, at the governing level. And ParentingAces.com quickly became kind of a repository for all of this information. Once the podcast was born, which was about 6 months after the website was started, that's when the real meat and potatoes really started to come through. And I found through having the opportunity to interview experts in a variety of fields relating to junior tennis and to junior sports in general, that my own knowledge, my own expertise really began to skyrocket. And I was able to better converse with other parents, offer better information, better advice when I would meet up with you guys at tournaments or at camps or any other opportunities I had to come face to face with you guys. So the podcast has been going on as an almost weekly entity. Again, we're now in season 11. So I have had, you know, incredible guests over the years, but rarely do I come on just solo to talk to y'all about how best to use the resource that has been developing over these last 11 and a half years and, you know, how we can work together to make your experience a more positive one. So that's the gist of this week's podcast. And that's the reason for taking this time, because I feel like so many of you don't fully take advantage of everything that we have to offer here. And I want to make sure you're not leaving anything on the table. So let's start with the website itself, parentingaces.com. We have our articles and our information divided up into, I think, pretty useful categories. If you look at the website itself, you'll see there's a junior tennis tab, a college tennis tab, a tab for our podcast, a tab for our shop that contains our merch and our a la carte consultations. And there's also a search feature on the website. So if you have a question, for example, on what the difference is between ratings and rankings, you can type that into the search bar and come up with a list of articles that should help you better understand that difference. Or you can simply click on the Junior Tennis tab and there's a drop-down menu that should take you to the right spot. Same goes with college recruiting. If your child is entering high school or is in high school and you have questions about what they should be doing to get noticed and recruited by college coaches, either type that in the search bar or use the college tennis drop-down menu and go to the area that is most appropriate for you. So again, there is so much information here for everyone, from those of you just getting started in junior tennis, to those of you who are seasoned tennis parents, to those of you who are nearing the end of your journey and looking for ways to transition once your child is no longer playing junior tennis or college tennis. Whatever it is, hopefully we've covered it on parentingaces.com and there's an article there for you. Now, in addition to all the articles on parentingaces.com, of course, we also have this podcast. The podcast is housed on our website, but you can also access it through a variety of other channels, including the Parenting Aces YouTube channel, where the video version of the podcast is housed, and pretty much every podcast app that's out there. So if you're searching for the podcast or looking for a way to share it with your friends, simply go to your favorite podcast app, type in Parenting Aces, all one word, and it should come up and you should be able to share that link. In addition to the website, the podcast, and as I mentioned, our YouTube channel, we also have several social media outlets. Let me start with our Facebook outlets. We do have a Parenting Aces Facebook page, and that is kind of our general place where I post information that I feel would be beneficial to anyone within the junior or college tennis realm. So whether you're a parent, whether you're a junior coach, a college coach, a fitness trainer, a nutritionist, a mental health expert or a coach, there is information on the Parenting Aces Facebook page for you. There is also a search feature at the top, so you can type in the topic that you're looking for, and hopefully the search will populate with useful information for you. In addition to our page, we have two Facebook groups. The first group is just a generic Parenting Aces tennis group that is open to anyone involved in tennis or youth sports. It is moderated, meaning that I go in and look at every single person who asked to join the group and determine whether or not they are a good fit for our group, and then either allow or disallow them from joining. Also, for anyone that posts something in the group, that has to go through moderation channels as well, because as I discovered pretty quickly, there are a lot of people who like to advertise through groups like ours, and I didn't want the Parenting Aces group to just become a big advertising hub. I wanted it to be a useful dialogue for parents and coaches and industry people to be able to exchange information. In addition to that generic group, we also have a tennis parents only group on Facebook. Again, a moderated group where I determine who gets in and who doesn't, whose posts get approved and whose don't. But that is a place where I hope you as parents feel comfortable posting your questions, posting your concerns, posting your experiences, and gaining insight from your fellow tennis parents. This group is not open to industry people. It is not open to coaches, even parents who coach children outside their own family. I really wanted it to be a safe space for all of you to be able to come together and share experiences and help each other along this journey, because I think that parent-to-parent contact is so crucial, especially now that my son is an adult and no longer playing tournaments, and I am not on the ground as I used to be when Parenting Aces first started. So sometimes you guys have way better information than I do, and I learn from you as much as you learn from me. So if you're not a member of our Facebook groups, and if you haven't liked our Facebook page, I hope you'll take a moment and do that as soon as you're done listening to this episode. In addition to Facebook, we also have an Instagram page at Parenting Aces, where I post interviews and information on upcoming events. I publicize the podcast there, any new articles that are coming out. And so I encourage you to follow us there. And then, of course, we're on Twitter too, at Parenting Aces. And Twitter is a more interactive platform where, you know, I am interacting with other tennis media. I am interacting with players, with parents who are there, sharing information from the various governing bodies. And so if you are a Twitter user, I hope you'll follow at Parenting Aces on Twitter as well. Now, getting back to our website, a few years ago, we launched a paid membership for ParentingAces.com. And that membership has developed and morphed over the last couple of years and is, I hope, in its current iteration, something that you guys will find very useful. You still have the option to access a lot of the information on our website without becoming a member, just by signing up for our free e-newsletter, entering your email address on the website. And that gives you access to a ton of the information on the site. But we also have a monthly option and an annual option for membership. The annual option also entitles you to two complimentary one-hour consults with me. They are one-on-one consults. And I think if you talk to anyone who has gone through the consulting process with me, you will find that these are really useful sessions. I wanted to offer these sessions because I feel like so many of you have questions that you're not comfortable asking in a public forum. And I found myself spending a lot of time answering emails and direct messages through our social channels and text messages and phone calls. And all of that was taking time away from the other things that I needed and wanted to be doing. So I instituted the consults as a way to give you my undivided attention for an hour or longer, if you'd like to do longer, so that we can really dig deep into your specific concerns and questions and issues, and for you to just vent if you need to. And I get that sometimes you just need somebody to talk to who understands what this process is like and who can empathize with the experiences you're having, and even sometimes just talk you off the ledge. I've done that a lot. I am not a trained psychologist or mental health professional. I am just a tennis parent who has been through this and understands all of the challenges and frustrations that you may face along the way. So the consults are there for you as an annual member. Again, you get two complimentary consults. It is up to you to schedule those through our online scheduler, which you can find on the Contact Us tab on parentingaces.com. And, you know, we'll do it via Zoom, or if we're in the same area, we can meet face to face. That's good too, as long as you're vaccinated against COVID and comfortable meeting in person. So, in addition to the complimentary consults, we also offer a la carte consults through our online shop at parentingaces.com. For those of you who are not interested in becoming a paid member of Parenting Aces, you can simply purchase a consult or a package of consults, whatever suits your needs. We try to be flexible. We try to accommodate everyone. So if you are having some concerns about your child's tennis, there are some issues that are coming up that you just need some guidance on, or you just want to talk through some things, please take advantage of these a la carte consults. Go ahead and go to our shop, click on the option that works for you, and then schedule through our online scheduler, and we will meet and talk through whatever it is you need. I am here for you guys, and I get so much satisfaction out of meeting with you one-on-one, learning more about your situation, your child's situation, your child's goals, and what you are willing and able to do to help your child achieve those goals. So please, please take advantage of these consults, especially those of you who are annual members. If you haven't booked your consults yet, I hope you'll take care of that today and get on my schedule so I can be there for you and help you make this journey a more pleasant one. Now, on top of all of that, I also work with a variety of organizations and manufacturers and all of that, none of which involves a financial relationship, but just ways for me to stay in touch and on top of changes that are going on in tennis, things that are coming down the pike, and hopefully giving me insight that I can then share with you guys to help you have a better experience. So, for example, I do a lot of work with USTA. I do a lot of work with UTR. I do a lot of work with Wilson Tennis. There are certain junior coaches that you'll see pop up on the podcast on a semi-regular basis because I've just formed a relationship with them over the years and I trust their insights and opinions, and I feel like they offer a lot of value to you guys. So I hope you find those relationships valuable, as well as, you know, the content that we're putting out for y'all. On top of that, I am starting to go to events now that COVID is starting to be more controlled. Now that I am about to get my second booster, I'm getting it on Sunday, which I'm excited about, dreading a little bit, but excited to get that added layer of protection. And I look forward to seeing y'all out at events as I get back out there. If any of you are visiting the Southern California area, specifically Orange County, for a tournament, for a camp, for training, I would love for you to reach out to me so that we can meet up, meet in person. I always enjoy meeting you guys live and in person, meeting your kids, and getting to know the Parenting Aces community in real life. It's a real treat for me. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me if you're going to be in the area, and let's get together for a cup of coffee, or if you're a tennis player too, I'd love to get out and hit some balls with you. That would be so much fun. So all of that said, I just really hope that all of you are continuing to find Parenting Aces a useful resource. If there's anything that I can do to bring more value to you, to make this more useful as you go through the junior and college tennis process, please do not hesitate to reach out. I am here for you. I no longer have skin in the game. I simply continue doing this Parenting Aces thing because of my love for the game and my commitment to seeing the sport of tennis thrive and grow and be an attractive sport and an attractive recreational outlet for as many people as possible. For those of you who don't know, I am a 4-0 level player. I play league tennis. I play in a ladder. I love to play singles. I play doubles, but it's not my first love. Singles is really where I prefer to be on the court, but I'm working on my doubles game, trying to get more comfortable at the net. But I did grow up playing, and I grew up in a tennis family. My dad continues to play. One of my brothers continues to play. And it's just something that's been part of my life since I was a little girl. So it is a game that I adore. It's something I really enjoy being part of. And I foresee tennis being part of my life, you know, forever and ever. Again, my commitment here is to y'all, though. And I want Parenting Aces to continue to be something that brings value to you. So do not hesitate to reach out via email, direct message, text message, comments on any of my posts. Y'all know how to get a hold of me. There's a contact us tab on parentingaces.com. So that's an easy way to reach out as well. And I want to make this as valuable a resource, as useful a resource as I can. I am open to critique. I take criticism pretty well. But really, the goal here is for me to help you have the best journey possible with your child. And at the end of the day, for you and your child to have a phenomenal relationship with each other and with the game of tennis. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you found this useful. Next week, we will be back to business as usual with another guest on the Parenting Aces podcast. But for now, thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week on the Parenting Aces podcast. I'm Lisa Stone, and you've been listening to the Parenting Aces podcast for tennis parents by a tennis parent. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to us and write a review on iTunes. For more information on navigating the junior and college tennis journey, please visit us online at parentingaces.com. Thanks for tuning in and sharing us with your tennis community.